Scott, that's jwildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 421. So there's going to be a September announcement from RFK Jr. and the Trump administration on what causes autism. What is the problem, reaction, solution? We're going to deep dive this announcement. Plus, we're going to go through a plethora of stories of what I think you need to know. This one's a bit of a deep one, my friends. All right, the first story I want to cover is this announcement. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to give you my two cents afterwards of where this is going. What could be the solution? Are we just seeing problem, reaction, solution for a greater agenda? Why now? Because this is coming from the father of transhumanism, the father of the As the Days of Noah Devil Juice, where he brags about the As the Days of Noah Devil Juice. That's Trump. And then we've played the Reese report showing RFK Jr. flip-flopping and flying on the Epstein plane. At the end of this video, I'll show the Reese report calling out RFK Jr. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So what's the bigger agenda of all of this? And let me read this before I actually play the video. This is from The Who. Over 1 in 3 people affected by neurological conditions, the leading cause of illness and disability worldwide. 1 in 3 people, either with dementia, autism, depression, some sort of neurological issue. We're living in a toxic soup. Food, chemtrails, fluoride in the water, medicine, poison pokes. Get simple, my friends. And oh, by the way, a CDC whistleblower that we played often in this ministry the last 4 years came out and said they buried research of the old school vaccines of what causes autism. So this isn't rocket science, my friends. We've talked about the doctor from the 1920s wrote a book and said, nobody has cancer unless they poke themselves. Think about SV40, cancer created here. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We've called out the whole mRNA solution to cure cancer, but yet it gives you cancer? Disease Inc., my friends. I'm not buying this for a second, but let's play this. Let's play this because I'm going to give you my two cents where I think this is going.
There was 1 in 10,000 children had autism, and now it's 1 in 31. Not 31,000, 31. That's a horrible statistic, isn't it? And there's got to be something artificial out there that's doing this. So you think you're going to have a pretty good idea, huh?
We will know by September.
No, there will be no bigger news conference than that. So that's it. If you can come up with that answer, where you stop taking something, you stop eating something, or maybe it's a shot, but something's causing it. It can't be from 10,000 to, can you imagine that, Marco? That's a big number.
Here's where I think this is going. I think they're going to blame the old school poison pokes. That's what I would do. Because now the new technology, the As the Days of Noah Devil Juice, that the DNA defilement, the nanotech in the new pokes, well, that's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And then you need to look at the problem, reaction, solution. I've always talked about, they're marketing us so many different pillars to hook up to artificial intelligence, from intellectual augmentation, enhancing your IQ, and the big one is going to be medical enhancement. So if 1 in 3 have some sort of neurological disease, well, we can cure your depression. We can cure dementia. The blind can see, the paralyzed walk. And it doesn't have to be a chip. It can be neural lace. That's where this is headed. That's going to be the solution. Maybe it'll be long-term, depending upon how much time we have, but they're going to say, look, we can cure your autism. If you've ever seen an autistic child that's really far on the spectrum, oh, it's devastating, breaking up families. This is Disease Inc., my friends. All right, let's continue. I mentioned this the last VCast as well. Russians' DNA taken by foreign agents, Kremlin says, BBC. Mr. Putin told a Russian Human Rights Committee that the DNA collection was systematic and professional. He said that, for example, about 1% of Europeans had natural resistance to HIV, the virus that triggers AIDS. It's all about a DNA war. It's a DNA war going back to Genesis as the days of Noah. Those are the times that we're living in, my friends, with CRISPR-Cas9 technology. Everything we've covered, probably 40, 50% of our VCasts. That and this AI beast system, according to Chabad Lupovich, the new Tower of Babel. Can't make this stuff up, my friends. But let's continue down this beast system because it's getting very, very nefarious. ICE just paid Palantir tens of millions for complete target analysis of known populations. Palantir is linked to J.D. Vance. It's that AI pre-crime. They have links to Israel and Israel's targeting system of Gazans called the Gospel. Why would they call their targeting system the Gospel, my friends? It's time to wake up. All of this, to me, primes Noah Hydlaws. They're getting the infrastructure in place. We covered how Palantir sold their software to NATO. So the European Theater of War has this technology, and it's going to be used on you. This is all pre-crime. This is Klaus Schwab's fourth industrial revolution being implemented by the right. I'm sorry. I knew it. I called it. I saw it because it's wings of the same bird. They have infighting on certain topics, but the main goal is this AI beast system, biodigital convergence, brain to computer interface, and culling the population and consolidating us into a one world government. But let's read. This is creepy. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is paying software company Palantir $30 million to provide the agency with near real-time visibility. Now, you need to think about the National Defense Authorization Act with that false flag of 911. My question is, are they doing this to you? Because the next story parlays that perfectly. This is from The Intercept. ICE wants to know if you're posting negative things about it online. Let's read. Amid anger and protest over Trump administration plan to deport millions of immigrants, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to monitor and locate negative social media about the agency and its top officials, according to contract documents reviewed by The Intercept. We did a podcast early days of this ministry. I'll put the thumbnail up on DARPA controlling and monitoring real-time social media. This reminds me of Meta, that story we covered in the last VCast about Facebook, Meta, the whistleblower saying Meta, Facebook actually helped China build their AI infrastructure. Meanwhile, we played True News in his testimony about how Greenspan runs the Federal Reserve Bank in China. It's one big club, my friends. It's theater. It's the theater of war. Death will be real. Maybe there's some infighting, but you're watching a script, my friends. You're watching a script. And I thought in my spirit, the reason why they're going after Facebook and Meta is they just said they're not going to censor anymore. And it appeared to be a consolidation play. And sure enough, there's an antitrust trial that Zuckerberg has to go to. So they're consolidating the beast, and then Oracle might be a suitor, just like TikTok. All of it makes total sense that they're consolidating the system. All right, the next story I want to cover about the beast system. Former Google CEO tells Congress that 99% of all electricity will be used to power super intelligent AI. Now, going back to this biodigital convergence, The Genome Project was sponsored by the Department of Energy. And we've covered the story how you people will help power 6G. You're going to be the cell phone by 2030. So they're going to tap into you, my friend. Then this parlays in all the smart meters of cutting you off electricity, and it also plays into into free energy. I suspect, this is me speculating, that they will launch free energy devices and capabilities powering the Tower of Babel, this AI beast system. I'm just saying, my friends, you can see the playbook. My history was strategy for Fortune 500 companies. So I had to look long term. how do you get there? Right? Where are we today? What do we need to do to get where we want to be in 5 years? That's what I did for a living. Continuing down this beast system, Bill Gates says AI is coming for two kinds of jobs that once seemed tech-proof, white-collar jobs and blue-collar jobs. If AI does the jobs, what's left for humans? That was the headline. Gates wasn't just talking about teachers and doctors. He also said AI was coming for factory workers. We've mentioned that, construction crews and hotel cleaners. Anyone doing work that required physical skill and time. The hands have to be awfully good to do these things. We'll achieve that. What? Bill Gates of hell, he said. And granted, I think he's a mid-level puppet in all of this. So they're going after the blue-collar jobs, my friends. All right, I'm going to switch gears into the occult. All right, the first story I want to cover, I'm calling this Garbage Leaders. You're watching a script. Tucker Carlson interviewed Conor McGregor in the Grand Lodge of Ireland, founded in 1725, one of the oldest Freemasonic lodges. Reminds me of Albert Pike's famous quote, that Luciferian, give the people a hero when needed. I'm paraphrasing. I mean, you're watching a script, my friends, and Conor McGregor's like, I really can't run. And it's all theater. It's a script, my friends. It's an absolute script. The Space Force logo, we covered this before. When you actually flip the logo, it's Baphomet, as above, so below. Their inversion of everything. And I just want to capture this. It's gone viral. I posted on Telegram. When the women went to space, the astronauts and the internet is brutalizing them. But what I just thought was interesting is I sat through all of their interviews, and it was so New Age, Luciferian. And this woman that has a very, very popular Telegram channel, she posted a comment on my post and basically said this was a ritual. This was a satanic ritual. But I just want to play this if you haven't seen it. It just screamed fakery. And oh yes, the logo was Baphomet when you flip it upside down. We're dealing with Luciferians.
And second, if you think this is a real rocket with real rocket fuel and rocket flames, and this is real and not just literal graphics, I'm pretty sure my Super Mario back when I was 10 had better graphics than this. I mean, just look, guys. This, it's not real. It's legitimately not real. But this is what I want to show you more than anything in this video, is her little space patch. Yeah, that one. You notice anything about it? Because I did. How about now? Do you notice anything now? Oh no, not yet. How about now? Yeah, that's right. Her upside down space patch looks exactly like Baphomet, a Church of Satan deity that all of these people like to worship.
It looked fake to me. The whole thing looked fake. And the Baphomet logo, I mean, come on, my friends. All right, now I want to switch gears into Noahide laws. And I'm calling this Noahide law enforcement. Do you have eyes to see? All right, the next story I want to cover, a listener said, are they building an army in El Salvador with those aggressive prisons? And we covered that a long time ago in a VCast where they showed the MS-13 type gangs. It looked very militant. It looked like it was programming. It looked like a military boot camp. We mentioned that years ago. And Trump doubles down on goal to deport American citizens to El Salvador. I would love to do that, he said, from the Latin Times. So this comment made me dive a little bit deeper into El Salvador. And sure enough, the president of El Salvador is a huge Christian Zionist. And if you're a Christian Zionist, personally, I think there'll be a remnant saved. In Zechariah 12 and 14, will come to fruition, but research or go back to our study on the Schofield Bible. It was literally brought to you by the occult, by Satanist, where they took the Bible, the King James Version Bible, and put notes in and just polluted the Word of God, polluted it. Brainwashing, flat out brainwashing, my friends, because if you're in Christ, you get the promise of Abraham, the good book says, my friends. But here's where it gets weird. Israel exports to El Salvador have grown at an annual rate of 21% from 2017 to 2022. Now, a rate growth doesn't mean much unless the, you know, if the base is very, very low. That really doesn't say that much. But let's continue with the top products being firearms and military weapons. I thought we supplied most of the weaponry to Israel. These connections highlight the material influence of the Israeli military-industrial complex and continuing Salvadoran security dependence on Israel, which began with the bloody military regimes of the 1970s. Israel provided 83% of Salvadorian military imports between 1975 and 1979, and these agreements continued throughout the Salvadorian Civil War of 1980 to 1992 with deals for napalm, which I thought was illegal, arms and military technology and training. That's the key word, and training. So is this going to be a Noahide law when that gets implemented after World War III? Police force. It's an interesting question, my friends. Do you remember the George Floyd deal, which I personally think the evidence is overwhelming? He died of a drug overdose, but putting your knee on a neck was actually brought to that police force by the Israelis, that they were trained that way from Israel. All right. We covered Foundays Report 412 about the Insurrection Act, that the decision was supposed to be made on April 20th, on Resurrection Day, on a Sunday, on Easter, that Wiccan occult name. And I was thinking about this. Insurrection has the same etymology roots as resurrection. And we know we're dealing with the occult, right? MAGA is the highest rank of the Church of Satan. No self-respected brand manager would ever do that, would ever launch a brand that has dual meaning like that, especially if it's on the negative side. Now, I did some research. They're not going to implement the Insurrection Act, but you need to think about this. The National Guard is being deployed to Blue City, overrun with juvenile crime. Fentanyl is not enough, state GOP says. They're getting us primed. I think they'll break this out with a false flag. They need troops on the street to enforce the anti-Semitic laws, to enforce Noahide laws. It's coming, my friends. Whenever Christ was resurrected, whatever day that truly happened, it's the greatest gift of all. And it fits the Old Testament, where you had to do sacrifices. You needed blood to atone for your sins, and he was the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, it's just powerful, right? Matthew 26:6, he is not here, he has risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. In Romans 6:45, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Get the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. In John 6:4, verses 40, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. That's another scripture where I'm a post-trib rapture guy. We've been doing a series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? Because even if it was possible, the elect could be deceived. Check out our series, 378, 377, 379. And get out of your MAGA spell, my friends. I know most of you that subscribe are out of it. What a great time to be alive. Thank you for your support. Have a blessed day and week.
Yesterday, RFK Jr. addressed the public about a measles outbreak, saying that there are 642 confirmed cases across 22 states. He said that in early March, he deployed a CDC team to bolster capacity for response and to supply pharmacies and clinics with needed MMR vaccines and other medicines and medical supplies. He concluded by stating that the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles is the MMR vaccine. I've spoken to Governor Abbott, and I've offered HHS's continued support. At his request, we have redeployed CDC teams to Texas. We will continue to follow Texas's lead and to offer similar resources to other affected jurisdictions. The power of rhetoric is that it seems to work without fail in every election. And so many are surprised to see this complete reversal to what he was saying before the 2024 election.
If your kids were young now, would you give them the measles, the mumps vaccine?
No. I got measles, mumps when I was a kid. It was...
Lots of people die from them, used to die from those diseases.
Well, you know what? They died in the 1900s or early 1900s. There were about 10,000 Americans a year died. In 1964, there was about 300 or 400 who died, and they were almost all severely malnourished kids, mainly from the Mississippi Delta. This was before the poverty program, so there was a lot of starving children in our country. It's very, very hard to kill a healthy child with any infectious disease, but particularly with measles. And the World Health Organization now says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles, which we didn't know about back then. Back then, you know, we were treated with chicken soup, and it was, you know, a week at home watching Leave It to Beaver, and every kid caught it. Every single kid got it. And I had 11 brothers and sisters, and we all got it, and we were all fine. And there are lots and lots of studies out there now that show that kids who get measles as a child are much healthier when they grow up, that they're much more resistant to cancers, to atopic diseases, to allergies, and to heart disease. Nobody died in Samoa from measles. They were dying from a bad vaccine. And the vaccine was imported from Australia and given to people who had measles, which is not recommended. The same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died because they didn't get the vaccine.
RFK Jr. admitted to being on Jeffrey Epstein's plane three times.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet two times. I was on it in 1993, and I was on it and I went to Florida with my wife and two children to visit my mom over Easter. My wife had some kind of relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell.
He said his wife was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, whose father, Robert Maxwell, was a Zionist and a high-level spy for Israel and Mossad. And like all of the MAGA Maha cabinet, loyalty to Israeli Zionism is first and foremost. Everything else is just rhetoric. While Israel beats the drums for war with Iran, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services prescribes the MMR vaccine to keep Americans dead and confused. Greg Reese reporting.